You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Hello, 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 hello. Does anybody always like their HOA?
No.
I mean,
I don't think so.
Some people...
And mine's not bad, but I'm very guarded around them.
It's almost like people act toward the HOA like people do the IRS.
Sure.
You know, because they have the power to take your property, and the IRS, that's always your fear of having your property taken or having to go to jail. I mean, they have the police power of force.
Yeah. Just a hassle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think that's because historically or stereotypically, the HOA treats you the way the IRS treats you.
Yeah.
So you are always on guard with them because you know they're looking to get you.
Right. Which makes perfect sense with this story of a 74-year-old woman who's on an HOA board shitting on her neighbor's house. So they treat you the same way that the IRS does. They just poop all over you.
Yeah, this is a wild story.
74?
Yeah.
You're pooping on somebody's house?
It's in Indiana, and this guy found that out beside his house, like right along the side of his house, and he knew something wasn't right, and he suspected that this woman was doing it, and so he put his surveillance cameras where he trained them onto that spot. And a few weeks later, she came back and did it again, caught on camera, broad daylight. So he took it to the police, and turns out she is a member of the boys. She said, I don't have any. First of all, she denied it, said, that's not me on the camera. And then later when they showed her, or she said, that's not me who did that. Then they showed her the footage and they go, that's not you. And she goes, okay, well, that's me. And says she didn't have a vendetta against the other guy. She just had to use the restroom. I just had to use the restroom twice within a couple of weeks in the same spot.
and she claim at first she didn't even know that it was his house or something like that? I didn't know the guy or anything about him.
And then she said, I don't have a beef with him and all. And then they went to him and he said, oh yeah, I have an ongoing issue with the neighborhood HOA. But he said he doesn't know any of the members personally and didn't know this woman was connected to it. Well, was, because she's not connected to it anymore. And she's been charged with criminal trespass, criminal mischief, and public nudity.
Oh. He's like, I don't have a beef. She's like, I don't have a beef with this guy. He's like, well, I got one with you now. You shit on my house twice.
Twice.
I got a beef with you.
Yeah.
God. 74-year-old woman who can't get enough control of her emotions. She doesn't go out and just, like, what has to drive you? How much can something be bothering you if that's your retaliation for it? Yeah. That's how you get revenge on them, is leave, because it was supposed to be an anonymous dump. You know, like he wouldn't even know. It's not like you say, yeah, I did that. Mess with the HOA. This is what you get. It's just like, I'm going to go do it. then didn't hear anything about it, I guess. Didn't hear anything about him complaining, and then went and did it again. Make sure that he gets this gift a second time. And then now there's video of you as a 74-year-old woman pooping. Now, that's bad enough if it's in your house on a toilet.
Yeah.
If you videoed yourself pooping or somebody videoed you pooping, it would be that embarrassing. But in broad daylight in somebody else's yard, outside, anywhere outside.
It's this little old lady. 74?
She's 74 years old.
Little old lady.
Yeah. Come on.
I bet she's real fun to have around.
Yeah, she's a disgrace.
Yeah, I'd charge her with everything. I'd throw the book at her. That you can't. That's just not acceptable behavior in any world.
You don't think?
I don't think so. But criminal mischief. I mean, that's more than mischief. Mischief was like, you know, stealing a quarter or something. You're shitting on somebody's house. That's far more than that's beyond mischief. He's so mischievous. Oh, really? What did he do? Well, he shit on our house twice.
Look,
well, he's a criminal.
Oh my gosh!
Why are they blurring her face out in the picture?
She's old.
She did it. She wanted it. God.
Look at that.
Well, at least they took they grabbed a still picture of the video, but they did blur her butt. I wonder if they blurred her butt just because you could see the side of her butt, or because
You could see it.
Yeah, because I don't. I'm not seeing anything on the ground underneath her yet.
Wow.
That's crazy.
But you would think if it were on the ground already, they would have blurred that. But now, what are her grandkids saying?
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
man. You're like, Meemaw,
you did what?
That's a tough one. Because that's already out of the public now. So say she didn't even tell them about it. And they're like, oh, I saw this on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your grandmother? Pooping on the side of somebody's house? What? No. We saw her face.
Wasn't that?
No.
Isn't that Meemo?
No.
What if she's like senile or something? I mean, it's not funny no more.
Is it even funny? Yeah, I think they've done enough of the interview with her that they know she's not senile.
Yeah, they know she's not senile.
So she's just crazy. Okay.
Yeah, she's just a lunatic.
Yeah. The things that go on in people's minds. And he didn't even say it was an ongoing, awful dispute. He just said an issue.
Yeah. It could be like the mailbox color isn't right, you know?
Yeah.
They freak out about that, or if the shade of your roof is not right on.
I just can't imagine pooping out in the heat.
Standing up at that.
Wait, she didn't squat down?
Well, she's a little. This picture may be of her. She hadn't pulled her pants all the way down, so she may not have gotten into position yet. She's just kind of crouched.
I mean, just the fact that you're discussing that about a 74-year-old person. I mean, she didn't have her pants all the way down yet. She's just crouching down a little bit, so she may not quite been in position.
Right there by his air conditioner unit.
Oh, no. And you know she probably didn't wipe either.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Think about him. He didn't see it on camera at first, right? He discovered it just walking through his yard. He's going to be walking by like,
mm-hmm.
Hang on a second.
Because they said he had to adjust his security camera onto that spot.
He's just walking by. Maybe he's just finished sweeping the back patio and think, you know what? I'm just going to walk around the side of the house to sweep the driveway real quick. And as he walks by, I said, wait a minute. That looks like a dog. That's weird.
With her pooping beside the air conditioning unit, would he have spilled it inside? Is that how this
No, I think the unit just shields her from the street. That's all.
She didn't go in and poop in the ducts.
But again,
doesn't suck in.
She's 75 years old, but my question would be, okay, ma'am, you've done it twice. What have you actually accomplished? Like, there's no harm to him. It doesn't do him any harm. You're not sending him it's not a death threat. It's not some type of message. We're going to keep coming back every week and poop it in your yard until this ends. Whatever it is, what was your goal here? Because you've literally done, you've accomplished nothing but get yourself in a lot of trouble.
Some of it is just being able to, you know, with the self-satisfaction of, he thinks he's so smart. Talk to me like that at a board meeting. And then others, since it is a woman, she's going to have at least one person that she's going to have to tell.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that person is going to go, ooh, remind me not to mess with you.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Mildred.
Yeah. Shit in your yard.
Yeah. You know what I did to him? That's right. Oh, and took a great big poopy in his yard.
Here's a picture of it. I took a picture of it. I got one of these camera phones.
My jitterbug takes pictures now.
This is the Extra, Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is trivia night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.